Oh, good. So good to be here on this occasion. The Bible's an interesting book, and as I've told you, I often try to give us a bit of a summary. What's going on? What's the Bible all about?
圣经是一本很有意思的书，我常常想要去总结它。我说圣经都在讲什么呢？有没有什么方式能够看见一个总览的概念呢？
And you have noticed often in the Bible that there is an indication that God is not just a God of love and kindness, but he is also the God of judgment and of wrath or punishment.
在圣经里呢，我们不但看见神是一位有爱、有怜悯、有恩典的神呢，他也是一位公义、行审判、会倾倒公义愤怒的神。
And the fact is that many people find that hard to understand. And they say, well, if God is a God of love, then he certainly would never punish anybody.
那很多人不太能接受理解这个概念啊。他说神如果真是一个有爱的神，他不应该去惩罚什么人呢？
If he is a God who really is kind, then he would never insist on judgment to come for those who willfully refuse him and his ways.
那神如果是一位公义的神，他就应该去公义的审判那些拒绝他的道路的那些人，不是吗？
So three questions for this evening. Number one, is God's judgment real? Will it?
那今晚我们问三个问题啊。第一，神的审判是不是真的？
Number two, is it bad? Is it as bad as the Bible says it's going to be?
第二呢，是不是很糟糕？是不是如圣经所说的那么糟糕的审判？
And number three, how long will it last?
第三呢，它会持续多久？
So tonight, a quick overview of this theme in the Bible, and I just want to remind you that you haven't read much of your Bible before you get to chapter 6, and when you get to chapter 6 in the Bible, we should read what it says. Turn in your Bibles to Genesis chapter 6.
那我们先翻开创世纪的第六章啊，我们就看一看神的审判是在讲什么。
And verse 5 says, God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
创世纪的六章第五节说，耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。
Wow, things are pretty bad.
哦，这事情真的很糟糕。
And you'll remember that because of that evil, God had to send the flood on the earth, and the flood was sent in order to punish people and to destroy that which was wrong.
你会注意到呢，因着这样很邪恶的事呢，神只能拆洪水来啊。使得一切那很糟糕的恶人呢都得着审判。
Now I find it very interesting that the position in the Bible makes the story of the flood the fourth story in the Bible.
我会发现一个有意思的事呢，神使这个洪水这个故事啊，是圣经从开篇开始呢，第四个故事。
Story number one.Is the story of the creation.
那第一个故事呢，是创世的故事，创造。
Story number two in the Bible is the story of the sin of Adam and Eve. They didn't believe God. They believed the talking snake.
第二个故事呢，是亚当夏娃不相信神，他们相信一条会说话的蛇，所以他们犯罪堕落了。
Story number three is the story of Cain and Abel and how Cain actually killed his own brother.
第三个故事呢，是该隐和亚伯的故事啊，该隐如何杀了他的弟弟亚伯。
And you're like me, and you say, those are unlikely stories to find in the Bible in that order. That's unlikely.
你会如果像我说，这个不太像是圣经应该有的顺序啊。
And then story number four is the story of Noah and the flood. And the fact is, the flood came and destroyed all the people in the world, save eight people only eight were saved.
第四个啊，审判就来了，洪水来了，所有的人都被毁灭了，只有一家八个人最后得救了，只有八个人。
And so the question is the God of judgment? And is that judgment real?
所以我们自然就会问这个问题，神的审判是真实的吗？是不是会一定会来呢？
And the answer, of course, is yes, the judgment of God is very serious and very real, and it's a big problem.
答案就是是真的，是非常真实的，也非常严肃的，是非常大的麻烦。
We don't know how many people were in the world in the days of Noah, but we know that there was much evil. It was only evil continually in the heart of the people.
那我们不知道挪亚洪水时代呢，地上当时有多少人，但是我们知道一个事实，就是当时的人心极其的败坏邪恶。
And the question is, how many people were there at that time? How many people in the world in Noah's day?
那问题是，到底挪亚的时代会有多少人呢？那个时候地上。
And we don't know for sure, but the demographers would suggest that there were hundreds of thousands, possibly millions.
那我们不是很确定，人口学家呢，认为可能成千上万，甚至上百万都是有可能的。
Because of their evil, it was very, very bad.
但是因为他们非常的邪恶，所以非常糟糕，那时代的人。
So, what happened after that?
那这之后是发生什么了呢？
Well, a lot of evil was in the world, and God on one occasion said to say to his friend Abraham, Abraham, Sodom and Gomorrah is a wicked place.I'm going to have to go down and I'm going to have to see what it's like. I'm going to have to judge Sodom and Gomorrah.
那这之后呢，世上邪恶还是很大，以至于呢，在亚伯拉罕的时代，神要下来对亚伯拉罕说呢，说我要去看看索多玛和俄摩拉啊，这两个城呢，这个邪恶呢就达到了神那里啊，就是非常糟糕，说我要去看看到底是不是这样。
Interestingly, and you might just want to turn to it, it's Genesis chapter 15 and verse 16. We read a very interesting line.
那我们再往后翻，在创世纪的15章的16节，我们再看一个很有意思的一节经文。
And I'm wrong, that's not the verse that I want. My apologies.Let me find it here. It's Genesis chapter 18 and verse 20.
他引用错了经文哈，应该是创世纪的18章的20节。18章的20节。
It says, the Lord said to Abraham, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, then I'll go down and see. And he did go down to see, and he had to punish the cities.
二十节，耶和华说呢，索多玛和俄摩拉的罪恶甚重，深闻于我，所以我现在要下去查看他们所行的。果然尽像那达到我耳中的声音一样吗？他的确下去了，也的确看见和他听见的是一样的。
He said the cry of the cities is very great, but ultimately only three were saved, all the rest were not saved.
那审判下呢，这个城所经历的是非常的严重，以至于只有三个人最终从城里被救出来，其他的都死了。
And the interesting thing then is that there were many in those days who suffered from the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah greatly, and they cried because of it. They didn't turn to the Lord in repentance.They didn't ask to be saved, but they did pray that somehow their grief would be resolved. And the Lord said, you're better off dead.
那个时代的人呢，其实也是和索多玛和俄摩拉一样，但是他们并没有因着索多玛俄摩拉的罪呢而回头，他们只是想要少一点的苦难，像索多玛俄摩拉所经历的，他们不愿意去经历。那神说呢，你们最好回头。
Was their sin great?
他们的罪很大吗？
Yes. Was the judgment of God great?
那神的审判是不是很大呢？
Yes, he rained fire and brimstone down from heaven on them.
因为他使得火和硫磺从天上降下来。
How many were saved then?
那个 事情里多少人得救了呢？
Three in Sodom and Gomorrah, eight from the flood.
三个从索多玛俄摩拉里只救了三个人，在洪水的时候只救了八个人。
Is Jesus' judgment, is God's judgment very real? And the answer is yes.
是不是耶稣，是不是神的审判非常真实呢？答案是，是的。
And some people say, well, sin isn't that bad, you know. I can sin, I can get away with it. I'm sure God will be gracious.
有的人会说，哎呀，罪没有那么糟糕了，我可以犯罪，我可以，没有关系，因为神是有怜悯，有恩典的嘛。
But the history of the world is that God is a God of judgment.
但是世界的历史告诉我们，神就是一位审判的神。
He must punish sin.
他必须要惩罚恶。
You remember the story, in the Bible, the story of, the children of Israel in Egypt, and the Egyptians, made slaves of the children of Israel, and God says, I'm going to deliver them.
你都记得在出埃及记里面，以色列人在埃及做奴仆啊，那他们非常的痛苦。神说呢，我要把他们救出来，因为他们是那里面的奴隶。
And the Egyptians said, no, we don't mind sinning. We like to have them as our slaves. You can't have them, God.
那以色列人却说呢，不，我们不想放，埃及人却说呢，我们不想，不，我们不想放以色列人出去啊，因为我们喜悦我们现在手上所行的罪。
So you get this amazing story in the book of Exodus of Pharaoh and his armies resisting the God of heaven, and basically saying, we're not afraid of you. We don't worry about your judgments.
在神警告法老的时候呢，法老和整个的埃及人呢却说，我们不在意啊，我们不怕你的这个审判。
And God sent, you'll remember, 10 plagues on the land of Egypt, on the Egyptians whose hearts basically were saying, we don't worry about God's judgment.
所以我们都知道神差了十灾降在了埃及人身上，这些埃及人我们都知道他们说，我不怕神的审判，我不在意。
And you read the story as I read the story and you say, how can these people be so foolish as to continue to resist God? Don't they know that God is going to punish them?
我们读这些故事都会觉得这些人怎么这么愚昧呢？他们为什么一直的抵挡神呢？他们不知道神会惩罚他们吗？
And the land of Egypt was basically destroyed because of their rejection of God, assuming that he wouldn't punish them.
事实上整个埃及地都因为他们拒绝神呢，遭受了神极大的击打啊，因为这罪的审判临到了。
And then the next great story in the Bible is the story of the conquest of the land of Canaan.
然后圣经再往后呢，下一个故事呢就是约书亚要带犹太人呢进迦南地，要把迦南地给征服了。
God had said to Abraham about 400 more years before that, he said, we can't destroy Canaan yet because their sin is not full. The iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. But Abraham, I will destroy this nation because of their great sin.
神对亚伯拉罕有一个话啊，他说，这个地亚摩利人的地也就是迦南地呢，因为这地的人的罪孽还没有满盈啊，所以还不能给亚伯拉罕，但是呢400多年以后他们罪恶满盈的时候呢，神就要审判他们，这块地呢就要给亚伯拉罕。
You'll remember that many hundreds of years later, Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the city of Jerusalem and the land of Canaan, in the land of Israel in general. He brought about a judgment upon the children of Israel themselves because of their sin.
那又是许多年之后呢，尼布甲尼撒带着巴比伦人来到这块地方，把所有的以色列人呢都掳去了，毁灭了这地。 原因呢是以色列人自己的罪也到了一个非常邪恶的程度。
He had warned them over and over and over again that he would do it. They said, oh, we're not that bad. And besides, God, we're on God's side. God's always been on our side. We're okay. And they ignored the Lord and his prophets who said judgment must come.
原因就是以色列人一遍一遍的就忽视神给他们的警告。神一遍一遍差先知告诉他们要从罪中出来。他们说，哎，我们没关系，我们是神的孩子啊，神在我们这边，我们不要紧。一遍一遍的忽视，一遍一遍的犯罪，直到最后神差了审判来。
And of course, judgment did come in the days of Nebuchadnezzar on Judah and in the days of the Assyrians before that. And judgment is real. The Bible is full of stories of judgment to come.
当然审判不会缺席。在以色列人身上呢，犹大国最终是巴比伦人尼布甲尼撒来掳走，把他们掳走。北国以色列国呢是亚述人来把他们掳走。所以最终以色列和南国的犹大都被审判了。
You'll remember that in the days of John the Baptist and the Lord Jesus, the message was very simple. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You must repent because God's kingdom is at hand.
那我们再往时间往后推，来到耶稣的时代，施洗约翰和耶稣一开始传道的信息是什么？天国近了，你们要悔改。
They basically said, oh, we don't need to worry about that. And they actually took the Lord Jesus Christ and killed him.
但是以色列人却觉得呢，我们不用担心我们的罪啊。事实上到一个程度，他们把耶稣都杀了。
And roughly 35 years later, Titus, the Roman general, came in to the city of Jerusalem and the land of Judah and absolutely destroyed it.
差不多35年之后呢，提多将军，罗马的提多将军的确来到耶路撒冷城外，把整个城围了，然后有一个极大的杀戮。
It's true. All down through scripture, the stories are there over and over and over and over again. God says, I must punish sin.
所以我们看见整个圣经一遍一遍，一遍一遍的这些故事告诉我们，神警告我们他一定会惩罚罪，审判一定会来。
We'll turn now in the Bible again to the book of Acts chapter 17. And we'll just read a couple of verses there.
我们再往后翻，来到使徒行传的17章，我们读几节经文。
The apostle Paul is preaching in the Greek city of Athens in Acts 17, and he outlines much of the activities and the plan of God.
那保罗呢，在使徒行传的17章呢，他在雅典讲道。他讲了很多福音的信息。
In verse 27, he says that men should seek the Lord. If happy they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us, that is God's plan for us all. We must seek the Lord.
使徒行传17章的27节，保罗说呢，要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得。其实他离我们个人都不远啊，神离我们不远，但是呢，我们要寻求啊。
In many respects, he's quoting Jeremiah, who says, "If you seek the Lord, you will find him. If you search for him with all your heart, you seek the Lord, you'll find him."
这其实是从耶利米书里引出的经文。耶利米告诉我们呢，只要你寻求神呢，你就一定会寻找到他。
And then Paul goes on in verse 30. And says, you know, down through time, the Lord has not always come in immediately with judgment. But verse 30 says, the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commands all men everywhere to repent because he has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men in that he hath raised him from the dead.
30节使徒行传17章的30节和31节，我们知道神并不是立刻施行审判的虽然审判一定会来，这里就解释了原因。30节，世人蒙昧无知的时候，神并不鉴察， 如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改，因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。
So God's message to us today is the simple message that we must repent and turn to the Lord because he, Jesus, will judge us. How do we know he's going to judge us? He, God, raised Jesus from the dead.
那神给我们今天的信息非常清楚啊，就是我们不能再待在罪中，要悔改接受基督，因为审判最终会来。基督的审判证据呢，就是他已经从死里复活了。
So the question is judgment, coming judgment, an important part of God's message to the world?
所以我们的问题还是回到最初，是不是神要来的，即将要来的审判，是神的给我们的信息啊，给我们的真理的很重要的一部分呢？
And the answer is yes, it is.
答案是很肯定的，当然是的。
Is the judgment of God going to be bad?
神的审判是不是很糟糕呢？
Some people say, well, it's not going to be that bad, but it was bad in the days of Noah.
有的人会觉得这审判其实没什么，但是我们想一想，在挪亚的时代可是很糟糕的。
And it was bad for all the other judgments we looked at. Destruction and death were all part of that judgment.
然后我们回头看，从洪水以来的所有的神的审判，一切都很可怕，都是毁灭和死亡。
So the next question then is, for how long is the judgment of God?
那第三个问题是神的审判会持续多久呢？
Many people tend to believe that hell or the judgment of God is a place of annihilation. You go there, you suffer for a while, and then you get judged and you get annihilated.
有的人有个很多人啊，有这个错误的概念，就是认为呢地狱或者说神在永恒里的审判呢是会消亡的，是一种毁灭啊，或者换句话说呢，审判了，然后在地狱里，然后待一段时间，你就消失了啊，这是很多人持有的一个观点。
If you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, how long do you live after that?
那我们反过来想这个问题啊，如果你接受基督成为你的救主呢，你会活多久呢？
You live forever.
那当然是永生嘛，啊，永远的生命。
If you reject the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, how long do you live under the punishment, the consequences of that rejection?
那如果你拒绝耶稣基督成为你的救主呢？那在审判里啊，在后果里，你又要活多久呢？神的愤怒里。
And the answer is forever.
答案也是对应的，也是永远，不是吗？
Just read with me, please, the words of our Lord Jesus Christ.From the book of Mark, chapter 9.
那我们读一段的经文呢，来看马可福音的第九章。
And I'm going to read several verses long. I'm suggesting that I read one verse, you read in Chinese, then we go to the next verse. And the verses will speak for themselves.
Okay. 那Arrow 会读一些的经文在马可福音的第九章。他读一节，我读一节。我们读完呢，经文其实就能够解释这个问题了。
We'll just start reading in Mark chapter 9, verse 43.
我们从马可福音九章的43节开始读起。
The Lord Jesus says, If thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell.Into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched.
四十三节，倘若你一只手叫你跌倒，就把它砍下来，你缺了肢体进入永生，强如有两只手落到地狱，入那不灭的火里去。
And verse 45, and if thy foot offend thee, cut it off.It is better for thee to enter halt into life than having two feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched.
45节，倘若你一只脚叫你跌倒，就把它砍下来，你瘸腿进入永生，强如两只脚被丢在地狱里啊，在那里虫是不死的，火是不灭的。
And verse 47, if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell, fire, where their worm dieth not.And the fire is not quenched.
47节，倘若你一只眼叫你跌倒，就去掉它。你只有一只眼进入神的国，强如有两只眼被丢在地狱里，在那里虫是不死的，火是不灭的。
How long is that punishment for?
那这样的一个惩罚是会延续多久呢？
Well, the worm doesn't die.
因为虫是不死。
The fire is quenched.
火也一直在那里。
Doesn't end.
是不停的，永远不停。
You remember the story, don't you? In the book of Exodus, Moses one day is in the wilderness. He looks over and he sees a bush that's burning.
我们都记得在出埃及记呢，有个故事啊，摩西呢有一天在旷野看见荆棘烧着了。
And he looks back a few minutes later, and the bush is still burning.
然后呢他又回头过了几分钟又一看呢发现那个荆棘还在烧烧不完。
Then he looks back again, possibly a few minutes later, possibly even a few hours later, and the bush is still burning.
那他又去看也许几分钟也许 几个小时又去看发现荆棘还在烧。
He said, this is absolutely amazing. Bushes don't go like that. They burn up. This bush burns and burns and burns and burns and burns. It just doesn't burn up.
摩西就想呢这个很奇怪啊那荆棘这会烧掉烧完的嘛烧完就没了不烧了。那这些火就一直烧一直烧一直烧。
And the Lord says, that's a picture. That's a picture of what it's going to be like in this terrible judgment of God. It's going to go on.And on, and on, and on.
神就告诉我们这就是一个图像啊就是告诉我们未来的审判就是这样啊神的火这审判之火啊在地狱里的火一直烧着一直烧一直烧一直烧。
On Tuesday afternoons on Zoom, several of us have been studying in the book of Revelation.
那周二下午呢Harold 的圣经课在学习已经到了启示录了。
Last week we were studying in Revelation chapter 9, where we have the story of the fifth trumpet or the first woe.
那他们上一周是学到了第九章启示录啊，那里呢讲到了第五个号啊和第一个祸啊。
And it's a very tragic story, a story about the fact that the gates of hell are opened and the forces of hell, the punishments of hell come out from hell and they are actually on the earth.
在那里呢就是地狱的门打开了啊然后地狱里的那些审判的事情呢就出来了啊就在地上看得见了。
It is a terrible story, about, torment. It's the story of, scorpions continually biting men. Terrible torment as these wicked creatures from hell keep on biting people.
那些从地狱里出来的这个很邪恶的那些虫子啊其实是有像蝎子一样尾巴的那虫子就不停地咬人啊人就非常的痛苦。
And then you read the amazing fact that during that time, men will seek to die and will not be able.
然后你会注意到在那个时候有一个很重要的事实人呢特别想要死却死不了。
It's the only time I know of on earth when suicide is not an option.
这是我知道呢在地上在那个时候是我们今天有人以来第一次认识到哦原来自杀也不能成功的不是一个选项做不到。
Revelation chapter 9 makes it abundantly clear that's what hell is like. Hell is a place where there is continual torment, but suicide is not an option.
这就是启示录的九章告诉我们的，启示给我们，神让人在地上还没有死的时候尝一尝地狱的滋味。地狱就是什么呢？就是你一直有痛苦，但是也一直自杀，杀不了。
People say, well, why is that story in the Bible?
圣经，人们会问，那为什么这是圣经里的故事呢？
And the answer is, it's very simple. It's there as a warning to us, lest we end up in a place of torment like the rich man was in Luke 16 when he was in hell.
答案很简单，就是让我们在地上要接受这警告啊，不要像路加16章那个财主那样啊，他地上不悔改就进到了永恒的审判地狱里去。
Is the judgment of God real? Will it come?
神的审判是不是真的呢？会不会来呢？
The answer is yes.
答案是是的。
Will it be bad when it comes?
他来的时候是不是很可怕，很糟糕呢？
The answer is yes.
答案是是的。
Will it be eternal when it comes?
这样的审判临到我的时候是不是永恒的审判？
Yes.
答案是是的，是永恒的审判。
Is there any way of escape?
有没有任何可能逃脱呢？
That's the most wonderful thing about the Bible. The answer is yes.
这是圣经最美好的事了，答案是是的，可以逃脱。
Jesus died. He paid the price of the penalty for all the sin of all mankind. He has paid the price. Forgiveness is available.
耶稣死了，他为所有的人，所有地上的人都付了这罪的代价，可以得着赦免的罪的代价。
And what is the solution?
所以解决方案是什么呢？
Acts chapter 3 is what Peter said after preaching about this kind of a problem.
我们来看使徒行传的第三章，这就是彼得所讲了这些麻烦啊，这些关于审判的事之后他给出来的话。
Acts chapter 3 verse 19 says, Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord.
使徒行传三章十九节，彼得说，所以你们当悔改归正，使你们的罪得以涂抹，这样那安舒的日子就必从主面前来到。
All down through scripture, in the old days when Noah was preaching to the people in his day, when Jeremiah was preaching to the people in his day, and all the other prophets had the same story, repent and believe God and you will be saved from the judgment.
所以从挪亚开始，对他那个时代的人，到耶利米对他那个时代的人讲的信息都是一样的，直到彼得所讲的，就是悔改接受神的救恩啊，你们就必被赦免。
Is the Bible full of good news?
圣经是不是满了好消息呢？
Yes. What is the good news?
好消息是什么呢？
Men are sinners. They deserve judgment.Jesus died to pay the price of all that judgment so that they could go free and live in his heaven forever rather than spend the rest of eternity with the devil in hell.
就是人犯了罪，本来配得是永恒的审判的，但是耶稣却为他们的罪付了代价，使得一切接受这赦罪恩典的人都不必经历审判，可以在永恒的在永生里和耶稣基督在一起，而不必在永恒里和地狱和魔鬼和火狐待在一起。
Is that a good story?
是不是好故事，好消息呢？
Good story. We know we're all sinners. We know that Jesus, had to die for our sins. That's how bad they were. But we know that because he did die for sin, we can be forgiven.
那我们都知道我们是罪人，我们也知道我们的罪自己没有办法承担，只有耶稣为我们付了代价，我们也都知道我们接受这代价呢，就能够被赦免。
Here's the story. John chapter 3 and verse 16.
所以我们就回到约翰福音的三章十六节是怎么说的呢？
It says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes on him will not perish, but will have eternal life.
神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生。
What does the word perish imply?
灭亡意味着什么呢?
An eternity in hell under the judgment, the righteous judgment of God.
就是在永恒的地狱里在神公义的永恒的审判之下直到永永远远这就是灭亡。
What does eternal life imply?
那永生意味着什么呢?
An eternity in heaven with the God who loves us and took our judgment for us.
就是在永恒的生命里与爱我们的主永远待在一起他背负了我们的审判把爱在永恒里赐给我们。
That's the story. And we teach it to the children all the time. Goes like this. Believe. On the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved.
那我们给孩子们也一直讲这样的一个经文啊，就是相信主耶稣基督，你就必得救。
Hallelujah.
我们要赞美主。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we're thankful that we have a God who is righteous, and a God who acknowledges that sin is wrong and must be punished.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，因为神是有公义的，神让我们看见啊，罪是很糟糕的，需要被审判的。
And we acknowledge that the judgment of God is certain and is coming and will be real, but we also acknowledge that Jesus died to deliver us from that judgment.
主啊，我们也承认神的审判一定是真的，一定会来的，不会缺席的。但是我们也知道耶稣。为我们的罪付了代价。
Lord, we pray that each of us will say, Lord Jesus, please save me. I believe.
主啊，我们祷告是每一个人都跟主说，主啊，求您赦免我的罪，我相信。
And Lord, help each of us as we tell those we love in our families, our friends, in our church congregations, wherever we go, help us to make this clear that judgment is certain, but forgiveness is available for all who will believe.
主啊，盼望我们对于我们的亲人，对我们的朋友、邻居，一切我们见到、认识的人，告诉他们审判是真实的，但是啊，神的赦免也是给我们预备好的。
Let me give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们这样的感恩奉主耶稣的名 ，Amen.
Thank you.